Lynn Goldsmith was on her way to City Market when she went out on a limb and bought her studio in Basalt's Mid Valley Design Center.
It had been a high-end tile store, and the lighting, everything was here. So I said, oh, it can be a gallery.
Looking back, Goldsmith calls the decision mentally insane, but insists the space has served her well over the years. She recalls the gallery's second show, where Hunter S. Thompson showed up.
And this place was packed. I mean, this girl took off her clothes. He put her underpants on his head. He burned the underpants. Everyone was saying, oh, my God, this place is back like in the old days of Aspen, you know. And it was a really wild, great party.
The Lynn Goldsmith Gallery features her work and that of her contemporaries she's acquired over time. Many pieces, she says, are hard for her to let go of.
That's George Harrison's album cover for All Things Must Pass. And it's signed by the photographer, Barry Feinstein. Barry was a friend of mine, and Barry passed away, so I'm not that motivated to sell it.
There's even pieces she regrets selling at all.
David Bowie and this, like, ferocious dog. And I sold it, and to tell you the truth, I'm sorry, I sold it. I want it back.
But when Goldsmith meets people who she can tell the work means more to them than it does to her,
I'm more apt to let it go. I do enjoy helping others to understand the value of what it is that they're getting.
Next year, Goldsmith has plans to relocate to Nashville. She'll keep the gallery online, but is ready for what she calls a pattern interrupt.
I'm not someone who is desirous of having a career as a gallery owner. I desire to have a career as an artist.
She also says it's easy to feel isolated in Basalt due to the way the town is structured.
I can have much less effort in other places and have more success. It takes more work for me here.
In her move, Goldsmith hopes to expand her artistic palette. Claire Woodcock, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.